lobster, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first. Brother.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! Noise! Noise!
It is 11:30 on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Kind of had a bit of a week off last week. We just played the Ultimate Value Village Happy Halloween 3-hour extravaganza recorded live here in the CITR studios all the way back to 2002 or three, I believe. And but thanks for the calls that we got there last week. Hope your Halloween was wicked. But now we've got a whole stack load of new stuff to get through for you in the next hour and a half. Starting at 12 noon, we'll be hearing all a bunch of new stuff. We've got something new by Nadia, the great doom metal duo out of Montreal. Something from our favorite noisemaker out of California, Dog. We got his newest one for the week, I'm sure. We have the brand new Fond of Tigers, which is fantastic. We have the brand new Black Dice. Two new releases on the Skingraft record label, something that I'm very, very excited about. Something pretty cool here that was sent to us from the UK by the name of Dial. And there it's Jay Ham from the legendary female rock group out of London, UT. But it's kind of her noise project. It's really cool stuff. And as always, we end the show with the Nurse with Wound List. But for our first half hour, we got our spotlight, and today it's going to be compositions using non-musical tools. And what we're going to hear in the next half hour, we're going to start off with Pierre Henry, Variations on a Door and a Sigh. We'll get to the description of that a little bit later. But what we'll hear in this next half hour as well, something by Akafumi Nakajima. He's better known as Obe. A really, really great piece that I love by him called In Sign, using only the sound of his own brainwaves, and the only source material is a electroencephalogram, which is pretty cool. You also hear something, a now classic here at CITR, something by The User, Symphony No. 2 for Dot Matrix Printers. It is exactly what it sounds like. The sounds of vintage Dot Matrix printers using a custom design control system adapted from contemporary office networking technology. And we'll hear some of that. And we'll also hear something from Xerophonics, copying machine music. Xerophonics is a collection of musically manipulated field recordings of copying machines assembled with techniques sampled from the appropriate armory of photocopy artists. And but we're going to start off with an absolutely electroacoustic classic, Pierre Henry, Variations for a Door and a Sigh from 1963, already an utter classic and one of his most celebrated pieces. After all the exploratory research in the infinite universe of noises, he has returned to the very sources of crude sound to an elaborate work beginning with a small number of sounds endowed with their individually of color, and to use each like an instrument. There were only three elements on this album: a sigh, breathing out and breathing in, a sung song obtained by percussions on a kind of musical saw with its multiple variations, and a series of grating and squeaking sounds made by a door, painstakingly recorded after a long study of the instrument in a country attic. This is Pierre Henry with Variations on a Door and a Sigh.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the sound of a Xerox 265 DC photocopier, 65 PPMs, high capacity feeder, 3100 sheets, 8.5 by 11 inches LEF, 16 to 32 pound stock, off of an album called Xerophonics, copying machine music, released a few years back on the Sealand record label. The sound of a Xerox machine put through samplers and rhythmically remixed with replication and recombination. Before that, we heard something from Canada's own The User, Symphony No. 2 for Dot Matrix Printers. Yes, it's Symphony No. 2 for Dot Matrix Printers, performance for 14 Dot Matrix Printers, played by an orchestra of personal computers from the early 90s, and conducted by a similarly obsolete file server. Fun as hell to see live. The User, Symphony No. 2 for Dot Matrix Printers. Before that, The Sound of Brainwaves by Akafumi Nakajima, better known as OBE. OBE's thing is he always uses one main sound source for his compositions. In the past, he's used broken glass, water, even the pages of the King James version of the Bible. Check it out. And we started off there with one of the masters of modern composition and electroacoustic music, Pierre Henry, Variations for a Door and a Sigh. You heard four tracks there, Fever 2, Gymnastics, Song 4, and Wailing. Top of the noon to you. Luke Mead here. This is A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to get into the new stuff right now. And, well, probably one of my favorite bands, not only in Vancouver, but in Canada. I always say this. Their brand new album is called Release the Saviors. It's on Drip Audio Records. And this track we're going to hear is Dreaming of Betrayal, Awakening Refreshed. And I am very fond of this band, and this band is fond of tigers.
Thank you.
some fairly reminiscent of No Wave stuff, but that's all brand new stuff in that set there. All ladies, too. Right here just there was something brand new by Dial, which is Jackie Ham's band from UT. I accidentally said that UT were from London. Forgive me. They were part of the New York No Wave scene. And be sure to check out the self-titled EP and the In Guts House albums. They've just been re-released by Mute Records. But Jackie Ham, very, very influential on the No Wave scene. The new band is called, not new band, but her side band is now called Dial. The album is called 168K. And the album, the song you heard there was White Lie. Before that, some Magic Markers getting a lot of attention in the Hipsville scene. Lovely little band produced by Lee Ronaldo, of course, and released on Ecstatic Peace, Thurston Moore's label. So you can obviously see the connection there. We heard Body Rot off of their newest album called Boss. And then we started you off there with some Bouncy Aggression. That album's called Epic Fits. The name of the song is called 19. Okay, wow. Scenes from a 1963 Los Angeles Love-In. And it comes to us from Skin Graft Records. They call it like Carano on a cocktail of narcotics. Very cool stuff. Really, really cool. So if there's any men or ladies out there who are just sick of the watered down, angry girl angst of, I don't know, someone like La Tigra, be sure and check those three out. All on the stores now. Pre Magic Markers and Dial. And before that, we started off there with a nice lengthy piece by Fond of Tigers, one of my favorite bands in the city and in the country, actually. Brand new album, Release the Saviors. Keep in mind, I'm taking requests, 822-2487. That's UBCCITR is the number to call. And I'm going to fulfill one, whether he knew he requested it or not. This is going out to my man, Hans Kloss. This is some Coil.
Say that. Exquisite Corpse with DJ Bleak. Thursday evening, 7:30 to 9. Radio, way outside the margins.
Some even make up their own songs, including lyrics only they can understand.
Imagine your possessions. I wonder if you can.
Three blind mice, they all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their... with a carving knife.
All that noise. All that noise.
Getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet.
Exquisite Corpse, radio with bite. I mean, that doesn't bite. On CITR 101.9, Vancouver. Thanks for listening.
Yes, my man, my hero, my second brother, my secret lover, Bleak Swinney. Exquisite Corpse, every Thursday from 7:30 to 9 in the evening. If you like what you're hearing here, this man takes it to definitely the next level. Oh, yeah. Stay tuned. We've got some more. 1 o'clock, we'll have some uninterrupted commercial-free jams to be decided at a later time. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio A-Go-Go. Mr. Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices, hosted by our sister station, CJLY. 6:30. This week will be And Sometimes Why, with the lovely Miko Hoffman, the best in indie rock. One of the first shows I ever heard when I moved to Vancouver many, many moons ago. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box with the lovely Julia. And 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. And that last track you heard there was dedicated to him. Solar Lodge by Coil, off of their very first album, all the way back to 1984, Scatology. Well, coming up in the next set here, more new stuff. We've got something by our favorite guy in Santa Susana, California. His name is Dog. He's a one-man noise band, and he started sending us stuff, sending CITR stuff about, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago, and we just started playing it, so he kept on sending it to us, and the guy is a factory. He gives us at least 4 or 5 albums a year. The new one is called Spiritual Awakening. We're hearing something off of that. We have something by probably one of my favorite bands in Vancouver, even though I've only seen them once, and I think they've only played live once. They were a shindig band, the Doopobs. We have their full-length album, Drop the Coin. And yes, if you had the opportunity to see their performance at Shindig, they did not win. But that's wrong with this world. However, we're going to start you off with something new by Black Dice. Not my favorite live band, not my favorite band, period. New record's a little bit different. They've changed labels. They're no longer a DFA band. They're on Paw Tracks now, which I don't know what that makes a difference with their sound or whatever. It sounds like a little bit more digital. Yeah, they're always busy, you know. From Providence, Rhode Island, there's something in the water in that city. This is off the new Black Dice, Load Blown, the album is called. This track is called Scavenger. We'll be right back.
off. This song is called, what is this song called? Called Cock Toilet. Sees a girl on the highway. Tribal dance of the new age song. Already with the tribal drum, here we go.
Yes, indeed. Two parts frogs, one part residents, and a whole shake, serve over ice with a big shake of weird. The Doopops from our fair city of Vancouver. Their album's called Drop the Coin, and they have a MySpace page. You can check it out. And I think they are doopobs.ca is their website. www.dupobs.ca. You can see their lovely performance at CITR's own Shindig. And you can get an idea of what you're missing with these guys live. And if they play again, check them out. I'd love to have them in on the show. So if there's anyone listening that knows them, tell them to give me a call. Before that, we had some Dog. Spiritual Awakening, newest one. Anaconda Targets was the name of the tractor. And then we started you off there with the new Black Dice. Not bad, kind of electronic-y, ping-pong-y kind of stuff. Kind of cool. A little bit different than what we've come to expect from those Providence weirdos. Well, we've got the last 15 minutes left in the show, and you know what that means. It's time for the Nurse List. Yes, the Nurse with Wound List. 300 of bands no one has ever heard of, really. Out of Steve Stapleton's own personal record collection, it's my goal to try and bring them to you. And today, a very special treat. We're going to get to hear something by Arzachel. British psych band from 1969. They originally kind of got their feet wet underneath their other band name by the name of Egg. Egg are kind of well known in prog rock circles and stuff like that. They got signed to Decca, and then they put together their second album, brought it to Decca, and Decca went, this isn't why we hired you guys. And so they changed the name, and they changed all their individual names, and they've got funny little pseudonyms in there and stuff like that. But the album stands out to be an absolute psych masterpiece. Self-titled album, been re-released a couple of times, still pretty hard to find. And we're going to leave you with the 15-minute opus that ends this wonderful record. Arzachel with Metempsychosis. Thanks for listening, and until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Thank you. from Alliance Films, and we're here to give you free movie passes.
That's right. Catch the new flick from the Coen brothers called No Country for Old Men. It's playing for an advanced screening on Monday, November 5th at Tinseltown, or on Wednesday, November 7th at Fifth Avenue Cinema.
For the free...
That's right. We said free...
tickets. Come down to CITR and pick them up. CITR is located on the second floor of the Student Union Building at UBC.
So come pick them up, and again, that is for the Coen brothers' new film, No Country for Old Men.
Yoo-hoo! No Country for Old Men. Yay.